Hello, Spirit Family. Thank you for tuning in to Intuitively Her podcast, where we discuss spiritual wellness, personal development, and so much more. Hello, Soul Fam. Welcome back to Intuitively Her podcast. Today, I have a very special guest. Her name is Amanda Castellone. She's a self-love coach and a breathwork facilitator. She helps women free themselves from anxiety and self-doubt and perfectionism. I'm just so excited to have her on here. I know it's been a while that we wanted to get together, and here we are. So thank you and welcome, Amanda. Hello.
Hello. Thank you. I know it's been a long time coming. I'm really, really excited to be here with you.
Yay. Thank you. So can you tell us a little bit more about yourself, how you, who you are, where you're from, how you got to being a self-love coach and all that much more?
Yes. So, I'm Amanda. I'm originally from Buffalo, New York, and I moved to, LA, and now I'm in Redondo Beach 6.5 years ago. And I started out with this journey with just so much confusion, I think, for myself. This is, I think, how a lot of people figure out what they're meant to do with their lives. I struggled with body image issues for a long time, and also just food related things, and started my coaching career as a holistic health coach. And I have completely shifted over the years. It's such an interesting thing to look back on. But, I started out helping people get more connected to their bodies, yes, but also with food and things like that. And that quickly shifted as I just progressed on my own journey and to into my body. And then over time, realizing that my body, through that connection with my body, I'm connected to something so much greater. And so now, that's what I help women with. I have a little bit of a spiritual approach to my coaching, obviously, which is why we connected. And so I feel like now what I do is help women find deeper connection with their bodies. And like I said, through that to their truth, like to their core power, so that they can live life fully expressed. And I mean, that's really the journey that I've been on. It's amazing, like all the mentors and coaches and guides along the way have, how all that has shaped me, and even just friends and people that have come in and out of my life have shaped me into and kind of guided me along this path until to where I am today. And then I also facilitate breath work, and I got certified I think about a year ago now, with COVID timing it's a little bit weird. Yeah. And so I also bring that into my coaching, into my work as well. And I do that individually in individual sessions, and as well as in my actual coaching practice too. And I find that the breath is just such a beautiful tool to help us go deeper into ourselves. And also it's that spirit connection too. So that's a little bit about me. And,
Awesome. Thank you. So I know that how breath work can bring up so much by, you know, the presence and by the, like, bringing in deeper energetic energy that you've had suppressed in. And how have you seen that play out in your life? Or, like, how have you seen that play out in others' lives, and, like, the transformations that can really occur from doing breath work? Because I feel like, it can kind of get lost in everything else, like meditating, journaling, doing breath work, and all these amazing tools. But how can we, or how do you highlight, like, breath work in that all? Like, or, like, what has that really done for you truly? Like, you said, I know it helps you connect to your body, but yeah, just any insight for my listeners to, like, really, like, get a grasp of the power.
Sure. Yes. There's so much power. So I kind of have, this is, like, my approach is I believe that we heal primarily in the body, but we can't do it without the mind. So with the coaching aspect and the spiritual, like, mentorship is there's a lot of mindset work that goes into it, but we cannot access that deeper truth and the deeper healing without the body. So the breath is that portal, like, it's a gateway into the power, the innate wisdom that's already inside of us. And the beautiful thing about breath work is that you really don't need your mind to do anything. It's actually, if you ever try meditating, it's sometimes really challenging to turn the mind off. Well, when we do focus on the breath in the form that I teach, after 5 or so minutes, the mind really does get to take a back seat, and then we unlock deeper levels of just awareness, power, and energy, which is usually in the form of emotion in the body. And so I have seen in my own life, I've had some profound experiences. I've done plant medicine before, as you know, and this, like, you can reach very similar levels or in the field with just your breath. And I've experienced that. I've witnessed that in the clients that I've served. I've seen every type of release that you can kind of imagine, from like really deep guttural cries to like insane laughter, coughing, sneezing, yawning, and even purging, which is pretty amazing and very powerful. Like, that is a that that's all those methods, or I guess are ways of releasing an energetic block in the body when it's ready. And no one, everybody comes in without really knowing what to expect, but that's where the beauty is that their own spirit and source is just in the driver's seat, and we and I facilitate that experience by holding space. I don't really do much in the way of like interference. I might use, if it's over Zoom, I will, bring words in or things that they need to hear based on our conversation before. And in person, there will be the same, and perhaps some body touching, but I really like let spirit do the work, and it's profound. I've had people come for one session and blow something so open and really be able to tap into themselves deeper and change their lives. And I think the biggest thing, which is kind of related to some of the things I think we'll talk about, is I've had multiple people say, like, who are anxious people, I can't feel anxiety in my body right now afterwards, which is like such a gift if you struggle with that sensation.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's and I said, I love that like you said, all we need is our own breath. We don't need anything else. It's a free, amazing tool that we can just show up for ourselves with, and that's amazing that you guide. I love that. I feel like I implement that with my clients as well. But yeah, it's such a powerful tool. I was gonna say, I know I was raised like really, I was raised Christian, so anything that sounds like convulsing and you're like coughing and anything, it's like that's like not okay. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to explain it to you. Like, trying to see how I can explain it, but how do we make it seem like, how do we I guess clear that that is part of the process, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? And it's nothing like demonic or bad or like. I definitely had to break free of that one while doing the breath work and letting myself feel or experience that. Like with groups, I would hear people moaning and like crazy things, and like we would just judge and get in our heads about it. But yeah,
Definitely.
how do we not? Or like, what were your tools to like
Well,
really accept that?
I totally feel like I grew up Catholic. Or I should say I went to a Catholic school. It absolutely never resonated with me at all. I like didn't understand what I was doing there. But yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot from the conditions of our past that give us these ideas about what is and isn't okay, and so that creates fear. And so I think too, in if I think about this, and maybe you can validate this too, in my experience, like, I will hear things like moaning, or if I put myself in your shoes, and the immediate thought in my brain is, oh my God, that is bad and wrong. But part of me internally is like, oh no, that's so right, and I wish that I could do that.
Really though, definitely. I think that's where that uncomfortability comes, because we don't allow ourselves to get there or yeah,
Totally.
release that
And
definitely.
so it's really like, in this situation, almost like our past is a prison for the mind. And so the body, you're feeling in your body like, oh yes, I'm going in that direction. But the mind is the thing that stops us. So this would be more of a mindset hack. But I mean, the number one thing I always love to bring into all of my work is that we are in a loving and supportive and generous and kind universe. And so it's a little bit difficult if it, but I have a feeling your listeners understand and believe in the universe. If not, I mean, that would probably be a different conversation. But so there's nothing when you're tapping into your own breath and you're not bringing in like any other substance or anything else. It is like you are the source of love. And so whatever happens is just energy that needs to move through the body. And the number one thing to remember is if something did feel scary, you have full control over your body the entire time. So you can just stop the breath, normalize, and it will be over, you know? So it's not like you take a plant medicine and you're in it for 7 hours. You know, this is something that is completely controllable by you. And I find that this is actually the biggest thing that most people work on. Not the specific lens of this, but this is just surrender, right? Like, can we surrender to the body and let the mind take a back seat? And it's really difficult for some people, but the amazing thing is the more you do it, the more you're held in container too, as you do it, the safer you feel. And then, like, every time the mind just gets a little bit less and less and less until it's like, okay, yeah, I feel safe here. And I'll just say that that's like the number one thing that I, in my one-on-one, in my group coaching and breathwork program, like in any time we're going into the body, either through breathwork or some other type of somatic work, is we create, I create that safety, and just by having them tap into it in their bodies before they begin. So yeah, I've had some people go to breathwork in other circles or whatever and just say that they haven't had the same type of experiences with my containers. And I think it is a matter of like having them really tap into their own safety and open their heart first through connection and talking and like coaching. That's why I, in my sessions, I'll coach first and then we'll go into the breath, because there is that level of trust already established, and that trust obviously will allow us to go deeper into the body and surrender more.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you. Thank you. So I mean, I know this would go along with how you help women free themselves from anxiety. So what are something like, I know the breath work is definitely a tool, but what are some other tools that you have implemented? I know with everything happening in the world, like what are something that we can rid ourselves from any anxiety in our body or in our mind in the most present?
Yeah, so I actually, because this is such a something that really touches, I think, every single human, I actually created a course about this last year in 2020. And so I'll just share some of the things that I actually talk about in that course. The first thing is that anxiety is, I find it really helpful to define what it is, because it's this sometimes this big thing that someone will just say to someone like, "Oh, you have anxiety," and then they're like, "Okay, great, I'm this label." I don't really believe in labels. I think that in certain situations they can be helpful, but that's not the entirety. So, in my opinion, anxiety is sensations in the body coupled with an overactive mind. And so we can address this from both angles, again, the body and the mind. And so the number one thing in the mind arena is to remind yourself as often as you can and need to, that you are not anxiety. You are not any sensation in your body, and you are not any thought that you have. And so the anxiety is when the mind future trips. It goes into the future, worries about the future, tries to control the future, and we're not present. And so the number one way to alleviate anxiety is to come back into this present moment. And that can seem really elusive for some people. And so I'll make that even more simple. Your body is in the present. So it's not, instead of trying to like bring your mind here, can you ask yourself, is my mind where my body is? Most likely the answer is no. And so then, like, okay, hands on body, breathe. Just a big clearing breath. Feel your feet planted on the ground, or maybe you're sitting down, your butt in the chair, if you can lean back against something solid, right? Feeling fully supported, coming into the safety in your body, and then feel your heartbeat, feel your breath. And so, I, again, on the mindset piece, I love to just always bring in this very moment right here, I am safe. Because usually when we're hitting anxious thoughts, it's again, it's about the future, and we're hitting on something that doesn't feel safe. We feel completely unsettled, and we feel like there's a lack of safety. And so remembering to come back here, like I like to look down at my body, even like tap my body, you know, like here I am, I'm in this body, I'm in this body, breathe. And say to yourself out loud, I am safe right here. There is no threat. So that's on the mindset side of things. Yeah, and I mean we got a little bit into the body with like hands on body breath and like coming in here, but I also this is like a really big part of what I do with my clients and just what I'm with myself. I believe the ne next level definition of anxiety is that there are it's like all these repressed emotions that are just stuck inside, and you can imagine like this a box with like all the stuff inside, and it's like this low-level hum vibration of things that are just like trying to get out, but they're stuck. And so that's where breath work can be so helpful, but there's other methods as well. We need to just bring movement in. Movement, breath, and sound are the top three ways to shift energy. And so my clients now are really getting into sound. And that's just kind of where I'm at. Like I've found my rageful power. And like if we feel the energy of frustration, which is like maybe a tightness in the jaw or like a tightness in the chest or a quick heartbeat, and we know it's frustration, which we can usually tell by the tone that comes out of our mouth, it'll sound frustrated. We want to let out a growl. Like don't be afraid to be like, oh, like really get into it, let that sound out. I have found that frustration, which is on the anger spectrum, the rage spectrum, that energy like really needs sound to shift and express. Whereas like sadness, it could just be like a gentle, slow movement and crying, obviously, right? But it doesn't always have to be crying with sadness. Sadness can express without tears. So in general, though, if people are a little bit less connected to their body and what sensations are actually the emotions that they're feeling, which can take a while to get into, just bringing movement in. And by movement, I don't mean exercise. I think exercise is amazing, and I think it's also necessary, but like some movement that's going to connect you to your body. So I love to shake, like just stand up, shake my arms, my legs, my chest, like my whole body, jump up and down. There's so many other ways you can move, but I find that for most people who have anxiety, especially if the mind is really overactive, shaking is like this thing that just like boom drops you out of it because you're meeting the intensity of the mind with the intensity of that like shaking motion.
Definitely. I know that when like any animals are in shock, they shake, right? Isn't like a good release from like from the central nervous system. Yeah, it's
Definitely.
amazing that like yeah, that we are mammals, you know, we are
Right.
connected to that animal kingdom too. So, it's important to remember that and allow ourselves to be free and not like robots. Like
Yeah, I mean,
we
that's a
can
really big,
really shake.
totally, that's a really big piece of it. I think the biggest part is that most people, kind of like what you were mentioning before, do not feel safe letting out sound because it feels so taboo. It feels so like, oh my God, no, I'll be looked at as a crazy person. And I always say this, like, we would not have the ability to make that sound if we weren't supposed to make that sound. Right? We wouldn't have the ability to do that if we weren't supposed to do it. And so yeah, it is a lot about finding the acceptance, finding that part of you that judges your sound, giving her a big hug and telling her it's okay, you're safe. And then going through with it and just like sitting back while you do. And it takes, I remember when I started, it was like, holy shit, what am I doing? Well, I can't believe the sounds that are coming out of me. And now it's just like, hell yeah.
I love it. I love it. It's very liberating. I feel like I yeah, I was I said I was, it was I was very shy to allow myself to express and like yell and because like I said I was very restricted. So I would do when I was like when I would go like hiking, like yell into the mountains. I felt this that's such a good exercise too. So if anyone does feel like they want to start somewhere, I would definitely even in nature because I feel like nature can hold that huge space for you, right? And it feels so good already being in there and like all the good oxygen, everything else that's already happening in your body. But
Oh yes.
I like that. And I know I've seen you. You've posted where you like yell into a pillow. Can you share more about that? That's so
Yes.
awesome.
Yeah, actually, that's so funny. I was just gonna bring that in. So like, that's a rage practice. And you know, I've been working with a coach too that has helped me get into this as well. And so I'm like, so I love that I get to now pass that on and bring that into my work too. But just it's transformed my life. The feminine, which most people who are listening probably resonate with having a predominant, like having their feminine essence be their primary essence. And the feminine, like our power is underneath, is like the gold underneath the rage. And so we have got to let it out. And so I've fully embraced my rage practice where it's minimum of once a week, but it's usually way more than that. And it's not like, oh, I have all these things in my life that are just like pissing me off. It's actually kind of the opposite. I'll just feel a sensation in my body and I'll know that sound needs to express sometimes. And so I will just grab a pillow and I'll go for it. And I'm like, sometimes I'm like pounding my bed with it, or like, and the sounds that come out are like grunts, screams, yells, hisses, sighs, like moans, like whatever is there. And it's really kind of amazing because at first it was just like, okay, I'm gonna yell now into a pillow and I would do it and I'd feel better. But as I get more like through movement, through sound, through breath, through just like getting in touch with myself, I actually can feel where the sound is coming from in my body. Like if it's coming all the way from my root or my sacral, or my chest. And if I know that it's deeper, I can go deeper. It's pretty amazing. But we have so much power underneath our rage. And if rage is a triggering word, it's not like we're not these like angry, scary, terrible beings. Actually, rage is sacred. It's ancestral a lot of times. There's so much power in there when we can allow ourselves to express it and let it go. Because the thing is, like any emotion is energy in motion, except for when it's not in motion. Then it's blocked. And so sound is just a way that energy gets to move. Same thing with breath, same thing with movement. So by expressing through our voice, we're like getting into such deep levels, layers of our body that we haven't ever touched before. And I've seen through this practice, I'm more expressive with my words. I'm sounding in like regular daily life in ways that I never normally do. I feel so much more in tune and connected with my body and just like my own knowing. And it's amazing. It's just from, I mean, it's not one thing. I've been doing a ton of work, but sound has been my medicine lately.
I love it. It's literally putting our emotions into a vibration to release like in our body. And how do you, I know, like you said, I know like that rage can be healthy, but how about people who don't feel that rage isn't healthy, or like rage is a bad thing that you can't express, and
Totally.
it's like like for yeah how would you
Yeah.
go about that?
Well, I mean, that was me. I grew up with a father who yelled all the time out of anger. And so for my entire life, I had to overcome that exact block big time. I was petrified, so I would talk quietly. People would talk over me. I felt like I was never heard because it was scary to use my voice. And so it was more, there was a lot of mindset work that went into that, but it is safe to use my voice. It is safe to express. And the beautiful thing again is to remember that rage, we're not yelling at somebody else, right? Like we're not reacting to a trigger and then screaming at our partner or our friend or our mom, you know? We are taking this into our own container in a closed room by ourselves and allowing ourselves to, we're letting, you're letting yourself see yourself in this. You're holding that space for you. This is not about anyone else. No one sees this. And so it is safe. That is when it is safe to let sound, anger sound out. You know, you're not, it's not like once you start doing this, you're going to be yelling at everybody or anything like that. It's actually quite the opposite. You're completely composed and you can see things for what they really are. So
I think
Definitely. the biggest thing to know is that anger is extremely healthy and very necessary because, again, if we were not meant to feel anger, it would not exist. And there's, and again, we're in this kind, beautiful, loving universe. So it's here for us. We just have, a lot of us have really bad examples and even trauma from our past that kind of said that, made us believe that showing anger wasn't healthy or wasn't safe. And it's true that the way that it was expressed in our path, it probably wasn't healthy or safe. But this is how we get to show up for ourselves and allow ourselves to move past that by bringing this into our own practice just for us. And I think too, starting really small. I have my clients start with like a real small sigh. And I'm like, okay, can we bring like 10% more sound there? Grab a pillow. Can we bring 20 more? You know, like just inch your way up. And we don't have to go straight into this like ferocious lion growl. That's not where I started. You know, it's just like little by little, let's bring in a little bit more sound. And hey, how does that feel? Take a pause. What do you feel in your body? It's a very connected process. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And I feel like if we didn't do that, like for anyone who is feeling like weird about that, like we didn't, we would lash out or feel other things in other ways, like you said. So might as well do it in a healthier way where you have that, you hold yourself, like, yeah, you hold that space for yourself rather than just, yeah, projecting it on others or like, yeah, unconsciously, you know? So I feel like it's definitely like, yeah, rage is definitely something that we need to express, but in, I said, the healthy way. And but
And as soon as you do it the first time, you'll be like, oh, I get it.
that
Like, right. There's no way that the way that I feel, because I'll get like, I'll vibrate, I'll tingle from head to toe. I will feel
was
like so powerful, but like to me, power equals love. So I don't feel like it's scary powerful. It's just like so full and expressive. And there's no way that we're not supposed to feel that, you know? So it's very validating once you give it a try. And yeah, it feels really good.
Absolutely. Thanks for that inspiration. And for that, like, yeah, like it's like that permission slip for us to be like, yeah, you know what? We can do that. You know,
Totally. I was
sometimes.
thinking about it's so I was thinking about holding like a weekly rage, sacred rage circle for
Oh
women
my
to come and
gosh.
like go on Zoom, and we'll just like all mute ourselves, but we like guide them through like, okay, let's grab a pillow. Okay, let's do this, and like just have the space, the container, because it is a little bit scary to go at it on your own the first time. At least I know for me, like I really needed someone to hold that space in some way for me to feel safe to go there. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
very true. And like not judge yourself for it and feel like
Right.
weird or like wrong. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's,
totally.
I love that. Well, I would love to attend one of those and I'm sure my people would too. So make sure to let us know about that.
Okay, I will.
So lastly, how do you strengthen your intuition? Since it's intuitively her, so I want to know how you strengthen your intuition, how do you connect to her, your truest self, and what are ways that you can, yeah, share for us. I know you've been sharing so many ways, but whatever comes to mind with that, with your intuition.
I mean, it isn't anything really new than what I've shared. I think that late, like this past year, and even like 3, 4 months, my meditation has been feeling in my body. So I find that as soon as I tap in with breath or movement or sound, and then I'll do that practice, and then I'll lay. And I'll just wait, and messages will just start coming. That's actually how I got the hit to get off of Instagram. It was very clear. It was like delete Instagram, and I was dealt with the fear and scarcity and like all the worry that came up. And then I just deleted the app from my phone, and boom, and here I am. And I'm like, I feel so good on so many levels. One, for hearing her, my intuition speaks so clearly to me and following through. So I don't think that I would have heard that message if I wasn't doing the three things that I mentioned before: sound, movement, and breath. And that's the way for me that I have found has strengthened me, my intuition, so much. And then I will also add in meditation, but just like walking outside in nature, or even just like standing in my backyard and taking a minute to like watch the hummingbirds, or like watch my roses that are blooming, or feel the sun on my skin or the wind, and like knowing that I'm connected, finding ways to show myself again that I'm connected to the whole. But yeah, for me, big time, like movement and sound are my medicine, as I mentioned. And when I connect into me, I know that I'm connecting
Yeah,
to
it's true.
source, and it's strengthening that connection. And I the messages that I'm getting lately are so clear.
I love that. Can you share a little bit about what has been like your insights from not being on Instagram, or like just your experience?
Yeah. Oh, I would love to. So I mean, this is for anyone who's like an entrepreneur and feels like this is the space that you need to be in order to have a business grow, or even anyone who just like it maybe isn't in that place. The fear that came up for me is like, how will new clients find me? And what if I'm forgotten and this and that? And it's, this is just an old wound of like, I'm not good enough, and I have to try really hard to be successful. And what I've experienced the exact opposite. It's only been like a week, I think, since I've been off, and I'm having all these connections come in, like from people who just I've already connected with, like us right now speaking. Like here's exposure opportunity and just connection opportunity. And the most important thing that I have to say, though, that it has been reflected back at me and that I already knew, was that when I'm dead or laying on my deathbed, I am not going to give a shit about how many followers I had, how much money I made even. Like, I'm going to care about, did I know my heart? Did I get to know my soul in this human body? Did I experience life? Did I listen to my intuition? Did I go after what I really wanted? And so that's what this is about for me. I heard the message. It was a very clear message from my intuition, from my soul, and here I am following through. So I think it just strengthened that knowing that the universe, I can't possibly plan out my life better than the universe can. And I know I have free will, and I exercise that every day, but I'm stepping more and more and more into trust. And yeah, it's scary, but the connection that I'm making with myself, and then my husband, and then our new puppy, like I have so much more space and capacity for that connection, which is like one of the most important things in the world to me. So I think it's just life doesn't exist in that app. It exists off of it. And
Of course.
if this is what I'm meant to do, and I'm meant to serve more and more people, they're going to find me. And I don't need to be on that app right now for that to happen.
Very true. Very true. Yeah, I find myself feeling the same way as well. Like, having to be consistent so that you can continue to, attract more clients and everything else, and reminding yourself like that can still happen, and it doesn't and
Totally.
doesn't require you to have to be plastered on your phone all day every day. And obviously I know
Yeah.
it's like it's kind of hard, because I mean, not hard, I mean it can be hard, anything's hard based on our perception, but it can be, yeah, difficult, because it's wired to make us addicted to it. So of
Totally. Oh,
course,
yeah.
so it's so important to set ourselves those boundaries, and
Yeah.
for like, yeah, energetically for the for this app, or anything else, any technology for that matter, right? Like being on watching TV for too much, or watching anything like news or
Well,
anything.
right. That's really the thing that, like, I think for anyone listening, and even like for me and maybe you, like, Instagram was my distraction from going through this, from feeling what was really here. And I'm really big on feeling feelings, if that hasn't been clear. So it's like I knew that this was keeping my energy pulled away from me. And it's exactly what it's designed to do. Yes, it's designed to help us connect, but for so many people, it is a distraction from feeling what's there, loneliness or boredom or whatever. Like, we are meant to feel those things and see what's underneath them. And so, I mean, hey, maybe if you're listening to this and you've been feeling a little nudge to get off, maybe it is time and it's not going anywhere.
Exactly.
And you know what? That's the other thing too. Like, hey, maybe someday it will. I'd really love to be able to develop my business and my strengths and my connections outside of that app, because we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, geez, if 2020 taught us anything, it's the
Right
world literally can change overnight.
now. Really now.
Yeah.
Seriously. That's so true. It's very true for us to remember that. Having one foot out. obviously one foot in whenever you want, but having that access to go back and forth, not have to always be in one pool of being.
Yeah. And give yourself permission to feel what's there. By like even thinking about deleting, like turning yourself off of the app, like if so much fear and scarcity and like worry comes up, there's probably something there for you.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I like to do it at least like once a month, even if it's just for like 3 to 5 days, whatever, just something to interrupt that normal programming of wanting to just be on there. And yeah, absolutely. I feel
That's
it.
So good.
So this is a reminder, whoever's listening, to even try for a day and see how that feels and see where your mind is going and see what else you can be doing and how you can get inspired in so many other ways and not even realize it because your attention is just on the screen. So
yes,
that's.
or what it brings up in your body. If you're noticing that anxiety that we were talking about earlier, you know, like, okay, great. A really beautiful opportunity to use the tools of your breath and connection to the ground and the safety in your body and knowing, you know, it's just everything is happening for us at all times. I mean, even if we choose to do something like that, like we made that choice, but there's a divine reason for that. And there's something we can learn.
Definitely. Definitely. So where can my people find you?
So I'm not on Instagram right now.
Yes, but
you are. Normally, yes, normally that is like a really one of my main ways of just connecting with people through my DMs. But my Instagram is at Amanda Castellone, just my first and last name. My website is just www.amandacastellone. I have that healing anxiety mini course, which I can send you the link for. Super affordable. You can get through it in 1 hour, which is I did it on purpose because obviously people who experience anxiety get a little overwhelmed. It was not my goal. And then, yeah, I mean, my email's in my Instagram bio, so people can reach out that way as well.
Beautiful. And we have a little special surprise for the listeners. We're going to do an amazing breathwork session led by you.
Yes.
And
okay. Yeah, I've been
driving.
I've been feeling into which breath I want to bring in here, and I think I'll bring in the powerful three-part breath. So I just want to say, if listeners are driving, this is 100% not something that you can do. Pause this or come back to it when you get home, and this is something we want to be most preferably laying down for, but we're not going to do it for super long, so you can also be seated, but definitely not driving, please. Because this is a breath that will bring up some emotion. It will shift some energy, and with that, we can get lightheaded and dizzy. And so, we just want to make sure we're in a really, really safe place. Obviously, you've heard this conversation. That's really important to me, so that you feel safe and comfortable going into this. So we're going to lay down if you can. And if not, we can just be reclined, seated with your back up against a wall or something sturdy. And so this breath is all done through an open mouth. And it's two inhales and one exhale. And the first inhale goes into your low belly, the second inhale into your high chest, and then we exhale. So it sounds like this. That's belly, heart, exhale. Inhale, inhale, exhale. So we're going to do this breath for, let's say, like 5 minutes, maybe 7 minutes. And then I will guide you when I want you to take an inhale and just hold the breath at the top. We're going to hold for as long as we can, minimum 30 seconds. Obviously, if you need to let go before that, that is all good. And then we're going to let it go and come back into the breath. So go ahead and get yourself in that cozy position. If you are laying down, don't have a pillow underneath your head. Let's give room for the neck and the throat. That throat channel to open up in case you do want to let out a little sound. And then we're going to begin by just taking three clearing, cleansing breaths. So breathe in through the nose, fill up your belly, your ribs, your chest. Open mouth, sigh it out. Inhale, belly, ribs, chest. Exhale, release. Good. One more time. Breathing in, filling up, letting go. Beautiful. So, right here, tapping into the safety of this present moment, feel your body connected to the surface underneath you. Let's just place one hand on the heart, one hand on the belly. Feel the body that contains you, that supports you. Then just presencing the knowing that right here in this moment, in this body, I am safe. And so I want you to repeat out loud, I am safe.
I am safe.
It is safe to be in my body.
It is safe to be in my body.
It is safe to feel my feelings.
It is safe to feel my feelings.
And just feeling the affirmation of those words. Letting your body melt like honey into the surface that you're on. And then we'll begin the three-part breath as you're ready, taking that inhale into the low belly, chest, exhale. Lips are parted, jaw is soft, breathing in, out. You are so safe, just being a witness to the mind here if there's resistance. And just breathing with that resistance or that doubt or that fear, just welcoming it in, continuing with the breath. Just noticing sensations in the body. Maybe your cheeks are getting hot or you're feeling tingles in your hands. Anything you're experiencing is exactly right. Or maybe you're not feeling anything yet and your mind is really active. That too is exactly where you're meant to be. Just staying with the breath, breathing with whatever is here. Beautiful. Taking this next inhale, fill all the way up. Hold the breath at the top. Feeling the energy circulate. Hold. Hold. You are perfectly safe. Your body knows exactly what to do. Hold. And when you're ready, you can release. You can stay holding if that feels good too. Take a swallow. And we'll begin this next round, breathing in, out. You are so safe to feel whatever is here. You're so safe to make sound. This is exactly the container, the space, the time to express if it's there. Beautiful. Just feeling your belly expand, your heart expand, making space for more of you. Releasing what doesn't serve you. Beautiful release with the yawn. If you want to bring some sound into this exhale, it can just be an audible sigh. Beautiful. Tapping into maybe some pleasure that's there, some space, some freedom, or maybe there is some frustration we want to allow, welcome. Playing around with some different sounds, allowing that energy to move and flow. Inhale, inhale, exhale. And let's take about 5 to 6 more breaths here. Using the full force of your breath, big inhale, inhale, exhale, fully letting it out. Good, one more breath. And taking an inhale, breathing all the way in, hold the breath at the top. Hold. Feeling the lightness in your chest. See if you can relax your shoulders, relax your face, hold the breath. Feel what it feels like to be full with life force, with your energy, nourished from the inside. Hold. Feeling the safety, the pleasure, the raising of your own vibration. And on your time, exhale that breath, let it all go, sigh all the way out, empty. Beautiful. Pausing right here, hands on body. Feeling the space you just created inside. Noticing the sensations in your belly and your heart. Perhaps the spaciousness in your mind. And just really, really tapping into the frequency of gratitude. I know this is often used and said and suggested, but I want you to go a layer deeper here and recognize how deeply you just showed up for yourself. No matter what this experience was like for you, even if right now your mind is judging it, you did this for you. And whether it feels like it right now or not, something absolutely shifted inside. And that's the beautiful thing about this is, in my opinion, we don't do breath work or movement or sound so that we can get rid of a sensation or a feeling. Mm-mm. We do this to come into relationship with it, to welcome it, because the thing is that these sensations, feelings, emotions are a part of you. If you're tapping into fear, that's the fearful part of you, the scared little girl or boy. We want to know her. We want to scoop her up and bring her in. If we're dealing with resistance, that's just fear in disguise. And that's, again, that part of you. So we just want to really, that's my wish for you, is that instead of trying to change anything, you just shift into wanting to get to know, form a relationship with, get curious, and above all, welcome and accept and love what shows up because it is absolutely there for a reason. Let's take one more breath together to close this out. Big inhale through the nose. Letting everything that doesn't serve you go. Exhale. Wiggling fingers and toes and coming back into this present moment in your body, opening the eyes.
Thank
Good
you.
job.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, I could feel a lot of energy during that. That was amazing.
Yes. I love it. And you're also like, yeah, we're also assisting others as well while we're here at the same time. Thank you. You're amazing. Thank you. Thank you
Thank
for your
you so
time.
much.
Thank you for showing up and putting in your energy and your love and your authentic voice and making it fun, wanting to talk about how to solve anxiety or like how to
be in
face
relationship
it.
with totally.
Really, really, yeah, that's beautiful. And it's such a new way to see it. I know it's such an uplifting feeling. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so happy. So honored to be here. I'm so just so appreciative of like our friendship and how we met and that we're I love you.
I love you too, sister. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Me too.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye. If you like what you heard, please feel free to share this message. Send it to whoever you think would be inspired. My purpose for Intuitively Her podcast is to share diverse knowledge and how to apply it in our daily lives. Sending you so much love.